It's time now for Jersey Shore Spotlight on WBNJ. Jersey Shore Spotlight is the weekly program that brings you closer to the people and places who shape our communities.
It's Jersey Shore Spotlight, and I was thinking the other day, I can't believe it has been a year already that we are coming up upon. Vietnam Veterans Day is coming up on March 29th, and I have T. Carinero right here in the studio, and T, your name has come up synonymously with this holiday because of all of the hard work that you and your husband do to make this event happen, especially here in Barnegat. And so we are excited once again that the event is happening here in Barnegat.
It is, and I don't know what the weather's going to be like, but you know what? It's not going to matter as much this year.
It has been chilly in previous years. Yes.
March is not known for its balmy weather.
Right. So this year, like I said, the event is taking place on March the 29th. And like the main part of the event is going to kick off at 3 p.m. in the afternoon. But why don't you share with our listeners, the change for this year, where is it going to be?
Yeah, that's the biggest thing, right? The biggest change is that for the first time this year, it's going to be taking place indoors in the nice, warm, and dry Barnegat High School, thanks to the generosity of both the Barnegat High School administration and also the Barnegat Township. And we're so excited about that because previously, you know, and last year, we had a lot of different activities that were surrounding our event, surrounding the main event. Mm-hmm. So the ceremony was taking place at one time in one place, but then we also had members of veterans service organizations at a different place and during different times. And it was kind of hard, but that we did the best that we could with what we had, right? Mm-hmm. But this year, everything is indoors. All the activities are under one roof. There's going to be plenty of parking. There's going to be indoor restrooms and food and refreshments, you know. So that's really like a lot of the big improvements that we've made from last year. And a lot of the same things, a lot of the same elements that have been successful in previous years are also going to be present in this year as well, too. So you know me, with our events, I always jam-pack them with lots of goodies and lots of really neat things to look forward to for everyone coming.
Excellent. Well, then that leads me right to where I figure let's start from the top down. And so keynote speaker this year?
Keynote speaker is going to be Major General Clark Martin. He is our first speaker who is a Vietnam War combat veteran with over, well, not over, but with 100 missions flown over just Vietnam.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah, so he's the real deal.
He's the real deal.
And not only was he a Vietnam War combat veteran, but he was also the commander of the New Jersey Air National Guard for 23 years, from 1981 all the way up to 2004. And my connection with him right now is that he is the current chairman of the Board of Trustees of the New Jersey Vietnam Veterans Memorial Foundation and the Vietnam Era Museum, of which I have recently become a new board member as well, too. So he is now my colleague. And I felt that having him come down as a representative of the museum was just really the perfect show of how both of our organizations are really dedicated and devoted to being able to honor and support Vietnam veterans and to make sure that their legacies don't die.
Over the past few years, you know, your keynote speakers never cease to amaze us with their stories and their connection with the Vietnam War. I expect that this one will be nothing short of the quality that we've been expecting from the program over the years. And another thing that you do with this that I really think is critical, especially, you know, what do they say? If you don't study history, you're destined to repeat it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where I think it's great that you involve our youth in the event. So tell us about your youth involvement this year.
Yeah, I mean, we always do that because we didn't want our event to just fade away once my husband and I are not able to remain leading everything, right? So if we don't invest in our youth, then what do we have to invest in? And the fact that it's at the high school this year, it really has made volunteering so much easier for the students and for our younger generations. It's literally doubled, if not tripled, the amount of volunteers that we have for our event this year. Yeah, exactly. And, you know, speaking of youth, right, last year we had an amazing keynote speaker.
Right, the youngest keynote speaker I think I've seen on any event.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. He had just hit double digits last year. He had just turned 10, so this year he's 11, and his name is Vincent Lorenzo, and we made him our keynote speaker because he made it a point to make sure that his parents did not plan their vacation until somebody had cleared it with me that our event was happening, because he did not want the vacation to be happening at the same time that our event was. And we had no idea who he was. So it wasn't like he was our friend or anything along those lines. He was just a child who just honored Vietnam veterans that much. And so when his mom reached out to me and asked me this question and told me what the background story was, I knew right away that we had a little star in our hands and that I needed to share him with the rest of the world, especially the veteran world. So he's not our keynote speaker this year, but he's so integral to showing everyone, like, you know, how much of an impact this story about Vietnam veterans and what they've done for our country, how much it impacts our younger generations. He's so integral in all of that that I had to make him a really big part of our event this year. So I couldn't think of anybody else better suited to lead the Pledge of Allegiance at our event this year.
Great.
Yeah, yeah,
great.
Exactly. So he's going to be leading the Pledge of Allegiance. That's one aspect of our youth. And then, as always, just like how WBNJ has been involved in our event from the very beginning, the Barnegat High School NJ ROTC has also been involved from the very beginning by providing us with color guard services. So they will be doing that as well. And I love seeing them at our event in so many different ways, not just as the color guard, which they do so well and take so seriously.
They do.
That, you know, they're in uniform. Mm-hmm. And it just lends another air of I don't know, seriousness and whatnot to everyone who attends, right? So they will be providing the color guard. And then last year, if you recall, we were supposed to have the Barnegat Brackman Middle School chorus sing the national anthem.
Yeah, and then there was a COVID issue. They all ended up getting sick or something.
Yes, they all ended up getting sick, and so they couldn't be there in person. But what they did do was they recorded their version of the national anthem. But this year, they're here.
They're going to be there.
They're going to be there live. They're going to be there live. So we've got the middle school chorus singing the national anthem, and they're also going to be leading us in God Bless America at the very, very end of the event as well, too. But I loved their rendition. It was something that was, they stayed pure to the song, because we know that veterans like it when the song is you know,
traditional.
Traditional, yes exactly. But they gave it just a little bit of their own flair, where you knew that there was a little bit of creativity added to it. And I loved their rendition, so I can't wait to hear it live. And I know that they've been practicing, you know, 2 days a week for this. So that's a lot. That's a lot for just one event, right?
Yeah.
And so they'll be singing the national anthem and God Bless America. And then, just like last year, where we introduced this for the first time, we had the Barnegat High School Marching Band come and play the Armed Forces Medley. And for every single branch of service for their song, we ask for the members of that branch of service to stand up and be recognized. And it was so cool.
It is.
It was so cool to hear that, because you know what? I was always used to seeing that on TV, like for the 4th of July or something. But to have it actually played at our event in Barnegat and to see it live and in person and all of that, it was just a really wonderful thing to be able to witness. And last year we had the director of the marching band, Dan McGrath, play taps. But this year we have one of his students doing so instead. Yes.
See, that is just so great, because you're not just, you know, including one group, one youth group. There's multiple, you know, we'll say layers to this, like an onion.
Yes.
You know, multiple layers, so many different ways that you're involving the next generation and the generation after that even.
Mm-hmm, yeah. Because you know what? I know that not only are our veterans watching these students and these younger people get up there and perform and participate in the different ways that we're asking them to participate, the ones who are younger than them are seeing this as well, too.
Yeah.
So they're being inspired by the students, and we're being inspired by the students. So it's the inspiration is going up and down in both age groups. So I think that they help pave the way for younger people to want to do the same thing or to want to get involved as well, too. One of the students who's going to be playing taps this year, her name's Hannah Cronin, and she's a junior at Barnegat High School. She's in the marching band and the indoor color guard, and she is already an accomplished musician, where she was the brass section leader for the marching band this past season. And not only that, she's got smarts, because she's part of the Triumph Music Honor Society, which is not just about music. I mean, you right. have to be academically qualified to be able to join as well, too, right?
That's awesome.
And she's also the member of multiple elite musical groups, both in and out of state. So she's got quite, a resume already as a junior. And so I know that she's going to be really pouring her heart and soul out when she plays taps at the, towards the end of our event there. And the fact that, like I said before, the fact that we are having it at the high school this year has really opened the door, so to speak, for so many other students to be able to volunteer. And I have literally been blown away by the amount of help that has been offered to us with this event. So we've got two new clubs who are going to be participating this year.
Oh, great.
Mm-hmm. At the high school, they are the Barnegat Interact Club and the Barnegat History Club. And the Barnegat Interact Club is sponsored by the Barnegat Rotary Club. So they're both really focused on service in the community, giving back to the community in different ways, seeing what talents and what resources each person has to give and sharing that with everybody else too. And the history clubs kind of go hand in hand with the Interact clubs at the high school. And what I did was I did my interactive presentations that I normally do with all of these different youth groups. And I helped them understand what the background was with this event, why it means so much to the Vietnam veterans, why it means so much to be able to do this for them as somebody who is a Vietnamese refugee. And it has really inspired a lot of students to want to get involved in this, to the point where not only are they going to be there and, like, handing out flyers and stuff like that, but they are going to be making balloon decorations. They're going to be making these huge posters, tons and tons of posters that say welcome home, that are going to just adorn the hallways leading over from the main entrance to the main gym, which is where this main ceremony is going to be. They're going to be standing at all the entrances, greeting everyone, showing everyone where to go. Yes, handing out flyers as well, too. But this year we have a food aspect after our event, and they're going to be in the cafeteria and helping to serve everyone who's going to be there.
See, these are the things that we couldn't have done with it outside.
We couldn't, No.
That's where, so having it inside just gives us so many more options this year to involve more, because I was thinking about that as you were going down the list of groups that have been involved. They've either been students that are involved in ROTC or students that are involved in the chorus and the marching band. But now to also see the different clubs, History Club, Interact Club, also lending a hand and students getting involved in decorating, it's great. Now, did I see the notes properly? You have a high school senior going to be helping with sound?
Yes. So, unfortunately, WBNJ is not going to be able this year. Right, exactly. And so instead of working with one of the sound crews at the high school, there is a senior, Nick Block, who is very well versed in providing sound and entertainment, because he actually has his own company.
That's awesome.
He has his own company called DJ Beats by Block, and he has been DJing different parties and events for several years already. And I couldn't think of a better person to help us out with this, and he was more than happy to be able to provide support as a member of the Interact Club, but also because his grandfather was a Vietnam veteran. Oh. So he's got several different connections to this, and he loves being able to make that all work. So he's going to be providing us with music and sound and making sure that everything goes really, really smoothly. So I love the fact that we have kids you know, working at our event in so many different ways. And so we have somebody who's going to be doing the sound, and we also have somebody who's going to be doing the photography. So yeah, like last year we had a cadet who I saw talent in with his photography skills. Mm-hmm. And I asked him whether or not he'd be able to take pictures for us, because we didn't have somebody to help. And I wasn't expecting much, you know, quite honestly, because it's a student in school. He doesn't have a lot of, chances to practice, or it's not like an adult with their own photography studio or anything along those lines. And he said, sure, yeah, he'd be able to help out. And the pictures that he wound up giving us afterwards, I was blown away. I was like, you know what? I don't even want my husband to take any pictures anymore. He had such a great eye. Mm-hmm. And our event gave him the ability to practice what it would be like to actually take pictures. Because prior to that, you know, he may have been a little nervous about perhaps getting in front of a crowd and really getting in there to get the shot. And when I told him, no, you have license to go wherever you need to go to get that shot, so go ahead and do it. And he did. And it really helped build his confidence to be able to do so. So, and his name, because I've been talking about him this whole entire time. His name is McGregor Davis. And he did it last year. He was part of the ROTC. He's still part of the ROTC. And he is more than happy to be able to do the same thing for us this year. So we have a student providing sound. We have a student providing photography. We have students providing greetings and you know, being ushers and helping out with a whole bunch of other areas, both at the main ceremony, in the gym, and then afterwards in the cafeteria as well. But and speaking of cafeteria,
yes,
I forgot about this. We, because we're going to be offering some food, which mm-hmm. has been generously donated by Wawa.
Oh,
yeah,
fantastic.
Wawa is a huge supporter of veterans. Mm-hmm. And not only are they going to be donating different types of food, from pretzels to perhaps sandwiches and other small, you know, a light fare and refreshments as well. It's not just one Wawa that's doing it. They're partnering with other Wawas all in this area to be able to provide what we need for the amount of people that we're expecting, because we're not expecting 25 or 50 or anything,
no,
you know,
a bit more than that.
A bit more than that. Yeah, exactly. I mean, past events have brought in upwards of 600 people, you know, mm-hmm. so we're expecting something similar this year, especially since it's going to be inside and we're not going to be dealing with the weather. I know that really discouraged and prevented a lot of our more frail seniors from being able to attend and
right.
sit out there for a long time.
Well, it's definitely an upgrade. And just for those who are tuning in, you know, maybe you caught half of the interview and were wondering, what are we talking about? And I'm speaking with T. Cavernaro about the Vietnam Veterans Day event. Again, the event is taking place March the 29th. It's a Wednesday. And that's going to be this year, not outside. We were just talking about this. It's going to be inside Barnegat High School. And everything kicks off at 3, right?
Everything kicks off at 3. So at 3 p.m., we have, well, not everything kicks off at 3. The main event.
The main event is
from 3 to 4 p.m. in the main gym. And immediately after the main event, we're going to have some food and refreshments mm-hmm. In the cafeteria. And the food and the refreshments have been donated by Wawa. But we also have another layer of the the food in here, where there is a bakery class that is part of the high school.
Oh, now that's cool.
There's a bakery class. It's the BD bakery class. And they, get this, next week, all week, they're going to be baking brownies just for this event, so that there's enough brownies for hundreds and hundreds of brownies.
I was going to say, 600 brownies.
They're going to be baking 600 brownies to make sure that everybody gets a brownie. And that's going to be donated to the event as well, too. So that's a different group.
We never had food at the actual event past.
Right.
Exactly. And to have another student group that maybe wasn't able to participate in the past, now has an opportunity to participate and contribute. That's great.
Yes, yes. And so I mentioned this earlier in the show, too, about how these students are just wonderful examples of citizenry and outstanding members of society to us adults when we see them. But they're also inspirations to their own peers as well, too. Mm. And One thing that I did not plan on at all and was just kind of blown away by is a student who is in the marching band and performed in our event last year who contacted me because she's part of the newspaper club at the high school. And she said that she was so moved by our event last year and performing in it and learning all about it. And she was so happy to hear that it was going to be at the high school this year that she wanted as many people at her school to know about it. So she's writing an article about the event in the hopes that it's going to inspire other students to read it and to sign up to volunteer to help out at the event. And yeah, so somebody who was just participating one year to be so inspired to do something that wants to get other students involved the following year is a great product to see as a result of our efforts with making this event an important one for not just the Vietnam veterans, but for the rest of the community as well.
And to see that positive impact of students then leading other students, it's wonderful.
Yeah, exactly. So, you know, this is the reason why we have such a heavy youth element at our events, because we feel that they're our future. Right? The youth is our future. And if we involve them at events that honor veterans at an early age, then that's really going to ensure that our futures are all going to be bright.
Right.
So it's an important thing that I always try to make sure is part of a heavy part of our events. And, you know, some of the other things that we've always had, or maybe not even always had, but some of the things that past attendees have enjoyed and can continue to look forward to are some photo ops.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
So last year we had a restored military Jeep on display. Mm-hmm. And it was a 1969 Jeep M151A1. And it was restored to represent the 504th Military Police Brigade. And it got a lot of attention last year where people were like, this is so cool. And it was restored beautifully and is just in mint condition. And that is going to be front and center at the school entrance. So there's going to be a lot of photo opportunities there. Mm-hmm. And not only that, this year we're introducing something a little new as well, where our Vietnamese communities are going to be bringing a backdrop that they had created of a war scene in Vietnam with some military props that they're going to have inside the gym. So that's going to be a perfect little photo opportunity there as well too. So people definitely should come early to be able to, you know, stand in front of there and perhaps even get interviewed by Saigon Broadcasting Television Network, because they're going to be traveling from Washington, D.C. back up to cover our event once again, because it's that important to the Vietnamese community.
For those that want to come early, what time will the doors be open? So if somebody did want to come in early, see some of this before the main event.
Mm-hmm. Actually, this is a perfect segue to talk about some of the other things that we have going on earlier on before the main event starts at 3 p.m. So school ends at 1:50 p.m. That's 1:50. So no one can come earlier than that. Mm. So they can start coming probably around 2 p.m. Mm-hmm. because at 2 p.m. inside the cafeteria, we are going to have stationed from 2 p.m. to 5 p.m. We're going to have stationed officers from the VA mm-hmm. and the vet centers and the DAV and DMAVA. And DMAVA is the Department of Military and Veteran Affairs. So we've got a lot of organizations dedicated to helping veterans with not just medical claims, but just anything at this point. And they're there to help guide and steer veterans in the right direction. And it's not just Vietnam veterans, even though our event is for Vietnam veterans, it's going to be for all veterans, and not just veterans, all even active military personnel as well too, because of DMAVA's presence there. So they're going to be in the cafeteria from 2 to 5. So anyone can start coming from 2 o'clock and stay until 5 o'clock. And if they want to start in the cafeteria and then head over to the gym where the props are, you know, the props are going to start getting set up there. So we have other people setting up the props, but, you know, it might not be totally ready then, but they could grab a seat at that point. They can grab a seat at that point. So, you know, some of the other miscellaneous things that we have as part of the event is we introduced this last year, where we had a flag that was being flown at the event site that had been flown specifically in honor of our event and flown over the U.S. Capitol. And we have a certificate, you know, recognizing our event, that this flag was flown over the U.S. Capitol in honor of our event. And so we're going to have that flown over the high school for that day, with the cadets doing a ceremonial raising and lowering of the flag in the morning and at the end of the day as well, too. Because it's at a different location this year, it's not at Gazebo Park where everybody's used to everything happening. The police have some portable electronic signs, and they're going to be putting them throughout the town to help direct guests from out of town and even within town if they're not familiar, or if they haven't been able to see the bazillion reminders that I've been putting out on social media and also through email messages. If they are not aware that it's not at Gazebo Park, the signs are going to help direct people that the event this year is going to, in fact, be at the high school. And there's going to be plenty of police presence at the entrances, at the roads close to getting to the high school to help direct people with traffic both going in and leaving as well, too. And, you know, some might be wondering, all right, so that's great. We're going to be inside and we're not going to have to worry about weather and everything. But what about the memorial? What about the monument? You know, there's usually a wreath that's placed at the monument. What's going to happen there? And our wreath, it's such a beautiful wreath. I love it. It's created by the Rose Garden Florist, you know, right next door to WBNJ, and is a staple in the Barnegat community here. Tracy is the owner there, and she does a phenomenal job of creating a wreath that represents both the American colors, the American flag colors, and the South Vietnamese flag colors. And it's, she has veterans in her blood, in her family, and so she supports them wholly, and she's going to be helping us subsidize the cost of that wreath, as she has in the past as well, too. That wreath is going to be on display during our event for the entirety of the event, and after everything is all said and done that day and we leave the high school, my husband and I are going to be going over to the monument and placing the wreath over there by the monument as well, too. So that's not going to be forgotten in any way whatsoever. You know, a lot of the veterans groups will continue to come. I know that because of my involvement with the Barnegat Rotary Club, where I was a guest speaker for them last year at one of their meetings, and they learned about everything that we do. I know that the members from that club are also going to be there as well to show their support. But a new group that is going to be coming down from Monmouth County to also show their support is a group that I've actually never heard of before. And it's kind of funny because I was a terrible history student in high school. And now at 49, I'm learning all of these really cool things about history that I'm just like, oh my gosh, this is so neat. I wish, you know, I almost kind of wish that I paid a little bit more attention in school, but it's never too late to learn, right?
Right.
But this group is called the Daughters of the American Revolution. I had no idea.
I've heard of this group, yes.
I had no idea that something like this even existed.
Yes.
And to be a member, you have to prove your lineage to someone who actually was a patriot in the American Revolution. So you're not just learning about history, but you're learning about, you're checking into your lineage. And their focus is on patriotism and history, like not just regular history, but maintaining history and keeping it intact and keeping it so that others can learn from it and not have it get lost, and just giving back and educating everyone about patriotism and history. And you wouldn't think normally that somebody who is focused on the American Revolution would have any interest in Vietnam veterans, right? But there is a connection there. And the connection, while it's not conventional, is really strong because the Vietnam veterans helped to fight for freedom, and they were true patriots, and they helped defend freedom in Vietnam.
Right.
And that's what the Daughters of the American Revolution, their ancestors fought for, defending freedom. And so it kind of crosses boundaries here, but they're coming down to be able to show their support to our Vietnam veterans. And what I love about this is that, yes, we have a whole lot of youth groups coming and volunteering to show our support for the Vietnam veterans. Yes, this event was started by somebody like myself, who's a Vietnamese refugee, so that the Vietnam veterans are seeing the gratitude coming from the people who they actually defended. But we're also seeing more and more members of our community in just various different ways coming to show support. And that's what the Vietnam veterans were missing out on all those decades ago, members of their own community turning their backs on them. And now they can look around and see that this is not the case anymore.
Right, right.
You know, and there's representations of so many different groups of our community there to show them that Vietnam veterans are so valued now compared to what they were like decades ago. And that's what I love about this.
Well, I think that that is a good message to leave everyone with. You know, earlier in the program, you mentioned about students and putting up welcome home signs. And I think that that is probably, you know, one of the you know, two most important words, you know, that we can say to a Vietnam veteran is welcome home.
That's right. That's right. Because they were never welcomed home. Yeah. You know, they didn't get those ticker tape parades that their older brothers or their fathers got as part of the World War II and World War I or even the Korean War. As soon as they came back home, they were shunned. So they were not welcomed home at all. And I think that they're finally, I'm hoping that they're finally starting to feel home and welcomed now, you know, with not just our event, but all the other events that are popping up all over the state and country. So, you know, if I could leave with a message, that would just be, you know, everyone come to our event. It's on Wednesday, March 29th. Bring a friend. Bring 10 friends, right? The more the merrier. We'll have officers from the VA, the DAV, and DMAVA support in the cafeteria from 2 to 5 p.m. The main event is going to be in the main gym from 3 to 4 p.m. And then right after the main event, we're going to have pins. Oh, I forgot. Yes.
Pins.
We're going to have official commemorative lapel pins for the 50th anniversary of the Vietnam War. We're going to have that. You know, these are for furnished by the Department of Defense, mm-hmm. because we are an official commemorative partner of this commemorative movement of the Department of Defense. So we'll have pins, we'll have car bumper magnets again, we'll have food and refreshments back in the cafeteria from 4 to 5 p.m. So if anybody has any questions and they're, you know, curious about what is coming up next, they can just always follow us on social media, on Facebook at Thanking Vietnam Veterans in Barnegat. That's where we put the most up-to-date news. Or if they want to go more old-fashioned, they can email us at thanking.vietnam.vets.in.barnegat at gmail.com. Or if they want to even go more old-fashioned, they can call us at 908-461-8409 with any questions that they have.
Excellent. T, thank you so much for one, sharing this with our listeners, but for everything that you and your husband do for Vietnam veterans in our community, and we look forward to the event on the 29th.
I do too. Thank you so much.
And that concludes this week's edition of Jersey Shore Spotlight. If you have a group or organization and you would like to be in the spotlight on Jersey Shore Spotlight, send us an email at info@wbnj.org. That's info@wbnj.org. Visit WBNJ.org, click Contact Us, or call the studios at 609-660-2028 and tell us you'd like to be in the spotlight on Jersey Shore Spotlight. Jersey Shore Spotlight is a production of the WWN Educational Radio Corporation, a local not-for-profit corporation.